Turo looked at his book. He inserted one of his talons to keep his place, and then thumped the volume against his knee.
I think you're wrong,
he mused.
There was something to these creatures. Before we came along, it says here, they had towns on every continent. They had flying machines and boats. They even appear to have fired off stuff into space.
How do you know that wasn't some other race?
Said Char.
How do you know it wasn't some lost colony of Cyclos?
No, it wasn't that. Cyclos can't breathe this air. It was man, all right, just like the cultural guys researched. And right in our own histories, you know how it says we got here?
Said Char.
Man apparently sent out some kind of probe that gave full directions to the place. Had pictures of man on it and everything. It got picked up by a cyclo-recon. And you know what?
Said Char.
The probe and the pictures were on a metal that was rare everywhere. And worth a clanking fortune! An intergalactic paid the cyclo-governor 60 trillion galactic credits for the directions and the concession. One gas barrage, and we were in business.
Fairy tales,
said Char.
Every planet I ever helped gut has some button-crap story like that, every one.
He yawned his face into a huge cavern.
All that was hundreds, maybe thousands of years ago. You ever notice that the public relations department always puts their fairy tales so far back, nobody can ever check them?
I'm going to go out and catch one of these things.
Not with any of my crews or equipment, you ain't.
Turl heaved his mammoth bulk off the seat and crossed the creaking floor to the berthing hatch.
You're as crazy as a nebula of crap,
said Char. The two Chamco brothers got back into their game and intently and alternately laser-blasted the entrapped mayflies into smoky puffs, one by one. Char looked at the empty door. The security chief knew no cyclo could go up into those mountains. Turl really was crazy. There was deadly uranium up there. But Turl, rumbling along a hallway to his room, did not consider himself crazy. He was being very clever, as always. He had started the rumors so no questions would get out of hand when he began to put into motion the personal plans that would make him wealthy and powerful and almost as important. Dig him out of this accursed planet. The man-things were the perfect answer. All he needed was just one, and then he could get the others. His campaign had begun, and begun very well, he thought. He went to sleep, gloating over how clever he was